From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Trump administration expelled 15 Cuban diplomats Tuesday to protest Cuba's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy in Havana, where at least 22 have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave the country.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said in a statement the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Havana, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration, and said the U.S. will cooperate as the investigation into these attacks continues.
La política anunciada por el presidente Donald Trump.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the decision to expel the Cubans represents a regression of bilateral relations. He said Tuesday's expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. He also accused Washington of failing to cooperate fully in the investigation. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday that the targeted lawmakers say was linked to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law was introduced in Parliament Tuesday to change the age limit, with most of the opposition barred from the proceeding or staying away in protest. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he'd be ineligible to seek another term. This is VOA News.